give us something about your philosophy on free kicks.
My philosophy on free kicks, it's more an observation, Jared, over the decades, right?
Yeah.
I'll just give this quickly. 1970, there was an average of 82 free kicks a game. 1980, average of 72. 1990, it's coming down to 48. 2000, 36. 2010, 38. Now, what I would say, Jared, and we know for a fact, players have got fitter and fitter over the decades. Therefore, they cover more ground. There's more congestion. There's more contact. There's more umpires. But the free kicks have dropped. Now, as Julius Sumner Miller used to say, why is that so?
Well, I reckon they stopped paying the free kicks that they saw and started paying the free kicks to, quote the guy who was running the show at that stage, I think it was Jeff Geeshan, you pay the free kicks that the granny in the grandstand can see, which is a problem because we can see a lot more than her because we see it on TV.
Well, that's a fact. I mean, it's just a strange thing. I mean, the debate about, there was a game last weekend, obviously Hawthorn and the Lions, where there was 63 free kicks, which in the modern era was a lot of free kicks. But I will also say there was 35 goals kicked. It was a magnificent game of football.
Yeah.
35 goals. It came down to the wire. You can never guarantee a close game, but the best games of football are the ones where it's high scoring and close because we want a close contact. And I've always had a view that if you'd say harsh umpiring as opposed to lenient, harsh umpiring makes for a better game. That's always been my kind of general view on it at all. We'll go way back, Jared. I'm really going way back here. One of the most spectacular grand finals ever. 1972, Carlton Richmond, 50 goals were kicked.
Yep.
And there were 73 free kicks. So, I mean, I sometimes
only one umpire
wonder, too. Only one umpire. But I'm just, it's amazing how they, you can imagine how much more contact is in modern footy compared to a couple of generations ago when you played a bit later than I. But when we played, because players are fitter, therefore they get closer to the ball, there is that much more potential free kicks, one would have to say, now than there was 20 or 30 years ago. But the umpire blows their whistle less. I can have never quite understood that. So this thought that high free kicks are bad for the game, don't buy that at all.
The great